Heading, Emphasis and Congregational Singing. Subheading, Choir and Congregational Singing. In the meetings held, let a number be chosen to take part in the song service, and let the singing be accompanied with musical instruments skillfully handled. We are not to oppose the use of instrumental music in our work. This part of the service is to be carefully conducted, for it is the praise of God in song. The singing is not always to be done by a few. As often as possible, let the entire congregation join. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 144, 1909. Subheading, The Song Service. The singing should not be done by a few only. All present should be encouraged to join in the song service. Letter 157, 1902. Subheading, Approach Harmony of Heavenly Choir. Music forms a part of God's worship in the courts above. We should endeavor in our songs of praise to approach as nearly as possible to the harmony of the heavenly choirs. I have often been pained to hear untrained voices, pitched to the highest key, literally shrieking the sacred words of some hymn of praise. How inappropriate those sharp, rasping voices for the solemn, joyous worship of God. I long to stop my ears or flee from the place, and I rejoice when the painful exercise is ended. Those who make singing a part of divine worship should select hymns with music appropriate to the occasion, not funeral notes, but cheerful yet solemn melodies. The voice can and should be modulated, softened, and subdued. Signs of the Times, June 22, 1882. Subheading, With Heart and Understanding. I saw that all should sing with the spirit and with the understanding also. God is not pleased with jargon and discord. Right is always more pleasing to him than wrong. And the nearer the people of God can approach to correct harmonious singing, the more is he glorified, the church benefited, and unbelievers favorably affected. Testimonies, Volume 1, page 146, 1857. Subheading, Without Spirit and Understanding. Many are singing beautiful songs in the meetings, songs of what they will do and what they mean to do, but some do not do these things. They do not sing with the spirit and the understanding also. So in the reading of the Word of God, some are not benefited because they do not take it into their very life, they do not practice it. Review and Herald, September 27, 1892.